Street ahead of this morning's opening bell. Dow futures are down 33 points. NASDAQ futures 95 points lower, and the S&P futures are down 17. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. Look at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3 week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Jury selection will continue today in the trial of a former Anne Arundel County third grade teacher who was accused of child sex abuse. Matthew Schlegel was indicted on dozens of charges last year for alleged incidents that took place at Severna Park Elementary School. Police began to investigate Schlegel after eight students claimed he touched them inappropriately between August of 2022 and March of 2024. The 45-year-old Schlegel has pleaded not guilty. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels will be practicing and performing during Naval Academy Commissioning Week in Annapolis. Today, the Precision Flight Team will be holding a rehearsal for the Naval Academy Air Show on Wednesday afternoon. Both the practice and the air show are scheduled to begin at 2 p.m. Drivers can expect significant road traffic and pedestrians in the area as folks try to secure a good viewing spot. Stein on Sport and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Tony Mancelino's first win as interim manager of the Orioles still elusive as he and the coaching staff make a fateful decision with two outs, a runner on second, and a base open in the bottom of the eighth.
Who else would you rather have at the plate right now than William Contreras, who has been on it all night long? He has been on base four times.
Ground ball up the middle. Base hit! Terrain coming around third! William with a four-hit game gives the Brewers the lead in the eighth.
Contreras.
Call courtesy of Brewers TV. Contreras single under the glove of shortstop Gunnar Henderson was the difference, and down go the Birds. 5-4 was the final. After the game, Mancelino was asked why he wouldn't have walked William Contreras.
We didn't want to put him on right there in that situation and risk the possibility of going down two. We also have a ton of faith in Yenny. I mean, Yenny's one of our guys. I mean, we really like Yenny really in any situation.
So two things. The guy behind Contreras, Jackson Chourio, was 0-4, who ended up 0-5. And if you like Cano in any situation, why wouldn't you have liked him to face Chourio? The Birds now 15-31, deep in the cellar of the AL East. They'll do it again tonight with Keegan Aiken drawing the start at 7:40 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, Derrick Henry meets the media. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority Center.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and a little cooler today with highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds with some rain showers arriving late tonight as lows dip into the mid-50s. And then here comes the rain. We've got showers likely on Wednesday with highs in the much cooler low 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 58 degrees in Westminster, 59 in Easton, and 57 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Thanks again for joining me every weekday morning here for Kim Klasick Live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Saw some familiar faces yesterday. Was so happy to see that there was a huge turnout for Delegate Ryan DeRocky. He had a fundraiser yesterday in the Middle River / White Marsh area, and it was a sold-out event. Congratulations to Delegate Ryan DeRocky. I will say this. Our Maryland Freedom Caucus, like I've noted many times, are doing a great job, and I love the fact that they're getting so much support because it isn't easy. It isn't easy. What they're doing is not easy. And believe it or not, there were protesters that actually showed up at the event to protest right there on the corner of, I guess that's Cross. Is that Cross Keys Road? It was right on the corner there at Pool Isles Brew. And there were at least, I would say at one point in time, there were at least 8 protesters, which isn't bad. It's not bad at all. And that just tells you that they're over the target. So, again, congratulations to Delegate Ryan DeRocky. And it was great to see so many of you. Many listeners from WCBM were there. People that worked on my campaign, both 2024 and 2020, saw the Republican women of Baltimore County there. I mean, it was great. Ellen Sauerbrey, she was there, too. She was there as well. Councilman David Marks, Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Mark Morgan. He came all the way up. From St. Mary's County, a two-hour drive. And he made it to make sure that he said some kind words about Delegate Ryan DeRocky. And like I said, they're doing a great job. So congratulations, Delegate, to you. I've noticed when I run down what I'm going to talk about on the show, sometimes people want to talk about that topic, you know, right then and there. So what I'll do today, see if it's any different, because then, you know, Brian gets all these phone calls. What I'll do is I'll talk about the topic at hand, and then of course I'll let you know what's coming up next. But I don't want to confuse anybody, because I can understand why some people are like, they hear the topic and they're like, yeah, that actually, you know what, I'm passionate about that. Let me call in now. And then poor Brian's, you know, he's like, well, we're not exactly talking about that yet, you know. So I did want to jump right in here into what we're still discussing in regards to President Joe Biden and his diagnosis with prostate cancer. And as I mentioned on the morning drive, I stayed in my car until right up to the tees there, listening to different doctors, listening to different analysis, because of course I don't want to hear just one side of this, right? I mean, of course you've got some that are coming out that, you know, that are not very pro Biden administration, and they're saying, oh, they absolutely knew and da, da, da. So I wanted to listen to the other side as well, and you know, believe it or not, the other side are saying the same thing. They're saying the exact same thing, that there is no way possible that President Joe Biden had no idea that he was dealing with prostate cancer. And the more and more I listen to everyone, the more and more I feel that I'm truly convinced that not only did they not just find out, I believe they knew for quite some time, over a year. Now, I have Dr. Zeke Emanuel. I have this clip here from the Morning Joe. This is how he weighed in yesterday. And I tell you what, Dr. Zeke Emanuel, he's no fan of President Trump, that's for sure. And neither are any of the people on the Morning Joe. I know they tried to pretend there right after the election. But I want you to listen to what Dr. Emanuel had to say, and then we'll talk about it.
Prostate cancer has spread to the bone that he could have had it for up to a decade, but certainly it's likely, would it be fair to say, it's likely to have had this for at least several years.
Oh, more than several years. You don't get prostate cancer.
I just want to stop you. So this is not speculation. If you have prostate cancer that is spread to the bone, then he's most certainly, you were saying, had it when he was president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. He did not develop it in the last 100, 200 days. He had it while he was president. He probably had it at the start of his presidency in 2021. I don't think there's any disagreement about that.
I'm just curious again, if your doctor to a president of the United States that is a male, that is an older man, would a prostate test, and again, we're just talking about a PSA screening, a blood test that you could do along with all the other blood tests. It's not even that it would be intrusive. Would this not be one of the first tests that you would conduct as a White House doctor?
If you're a White House doctor in this situation, I think you would certainly discuss it with the president and talk about the pros and cons. I think if you then ask, well, if President Biden says, well, if I'm your father, which patients often do, you know, what would you recommend? I think the fact is that most White House doctors would recommend getting the test. And again, the evidence is, look at President Obama, President Bush, younger than President Biden, and they both got the.
All right. And that was Dr. Zeke Emanuel on The Morning Joe yesterday. And so you heard there, Joe and Mika. Mika, she barely said a word. All I heard her say, she had like this little gasp, right? It's like, oh. Because, you know, it is. It's very difficult for, I think, a lot of these pundits to take this in because a lot is it unraveling here. I want you to weigh in if you'd like. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's put this in perspective here, shall we? When you watch the mainstream media, you know that many shows like The Morning Joe, they are essentially an arm of the DNC, right? They're tied together. They're best friends. They send them, I'm sure, their direct talking points, and they use them whenever they anchor a show. I would say the same thing with Joy-Ann Reid. I would say the same thing with Rachel Maddow. The list goes on and on and on, okay? Now, they must have felt during Biden's administration that they were on the inside. They were the cool kids. They were the in crowd. They had the details. They had the skinny before everybody else. They can trust everyone, right? That was within the DNC. That was within the Biden administration because in their minds, they had all the information they needed. And in their minds, they were up on the low and they were most likely just misleading we the people, and they probably felt like they were part of the crew that does the misleading, right? So just think about this, because I think this is why so many people are shocked, as you probably heard there in Joe Scarborough's voice. I believe, and this is, again, just my opinion, I believe they were kept out of the loop on this specific detail. I think they knew that he was in a mental decline. I think they understood that. I think that Jake Tapper and everyone else, I think they knew that he was deteriorating behind the scenes. I think that they knew that someone else was most likely, you know, pulling the strings. I'm pretty certain they must have known who that person or people were. And I think on this very point of the prostate cancer. And again, we want to send our love and prayers to Biden and his family on this. I don't wish this on anybody. But I want to believe that they had no idea about the prostate cancer. And so now I think they are in shock. Of course, we the people, we're in shock, right? We're like, whoa, 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 there's no way he had to have known about this. That means he kept it from us and he ran for re-election. And again, even the Democrats that listen to this show, I wonder how you guys feel about this. Because he was adamant, right? When he ran for re-election, they were all saying he was sharp as a tack. He was this, he was that. We saw him falling downstairs. We saw him falling on stages. We saw him with these supposed gaffes, right? We all saw with our own eyes when Barack Obama had to lead him off stage during that George Clooney fundraiser in L.A. And we were told, oh, don't believe your lying eyes. And I believe Jake Tapper, Joe Scarborough, Joyanne Reed, Roland Martin, I believe all of these people, I think they believe they knew absolutely everything that was going on behind the scenes and that they had all of this in the palm of their hands. And now I believe they're finding out that even they were kept in the dark about a couple of different issues, one being this prostate cancer. And so now I think they truly are shocked. You see, I never once believed that Joe Biden wasn't deteriorating. I never once believed that there was something bigger going on and they were lying to us. Did I think it was an aggressive cancer? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But here we are. And so now everybody is coming to terms with this. But I think that the mainstream media, these hosts like Mika and others, I think they're like, wow, why would they keep that from us? You see, this is what I've felt for quite some time about the Democrat Party. It is very easy for them to lie, right? Remember the Russian hoax? That was a lie. We were supposed to believe that there was really a laptop there with all of Hunter Biden's private information and nude pictures, right? We weren't supposed to believe any of that. There was cocaine found in the West Wing of the White House. Who knows whose it was? They keep secrets time and time again. There's no transparency there whatsoever. It reminds me of former Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski, right? He was constantly saying, oh, we're very transparent. You go to his website, the first thing, bold letters, the most transparent county executive in Baltimore County history. Meanwhile, right, you found out about Philip Terabasi. You find out about, the land that his house was on. You found out about the buildings that he purchased in Towson with taxpayer money. You know, you find out about all these different things, and it really is just to kind of distract and deflect from the fact that there are so many hidden secrets. And now they're coming to terms, I say they, as in the mainstream media that sat there and lied for this administration for years, they're now coming to terms with the fact that they've been lied to as well. Yet you and I, we look at this like, look, we know that they've been lying. We know that for a fact. And so this is why, again, I go back to the 2020 election, this is why for some of us, you know, when you tell us that what, Joe Biden had, what was it, 81 million votes? You're telling us that Joe Biden won that election, but when you look in down ballot, some people just only, what do they only mark in his? Yeah, I'm going to go vote in this presidential election, but I'm only going to vote for Joe Biden. I'm just, you know what? Forget the rest of the ballot. You know what? Go ahead and scan this in. I'm good. I'm good. The numbers didn't match. They didn't add up. He can't have 81 million votes, and then you look further down ballot at these congressional seats and Senate seats and then say, oh, well, I guess they just didn't vote for those people because that's why the numbers don't match at all as far as thinking or believing 81 million people showed up to vote. Didn't match. Never did. Wasn't even close. But if you say that there were shenanigans in the 2020 election, then you're an election denier, even though you never denied that the election happened. You're an election denier. You're crazy. You're loony. You don't trust the process. How dare you? We have integrity in our elections. I'm telling you right now, the whole thing, this entire thing has been one big joke. They have been lying and lying for years. I recently saw a clip, and when we get back from break, I do want you guys to weigh in. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Andrew Schultz, very popular comedian, he sat down with Senator Bernie Sanders, And they were talking about who was really the threat to democracy. And Andrew Schultz and a couple guys on his podcast, he was like, you know, Senator Bernie Sanders, the more I look at it, the more I think about it. And Andrew's a Democrat, by the way. He said, I believe it was always the Democrat Party that was a threat to democracy. He said, I look back on things and I believe, you know, when I look back, he said to Senator Bernie Sanders, you know, on your race in 2016, you know, they kind of selected Hillary Clinton as the primary winner. He said, and then if you're, you know, looking forward, it was, he was like, there, everybody was selected. He said, I don't feel as though that we really had a say in the presidential election since 2008. That's what Andrew Schultz, the Democrat, said. And I agree with him. I agree with him. But the projection is, you know, MAGA, President Trump, we're the threat to democracy. Meanwhile, Andrew Schultz points out, he said, look, Joe Biden clearly should have won, ran for re-election. And as soon as the DNC saw that, you know, he was struggling, why didn't they open up the primaries so people like RFK Jr. or others, why they could have ran and the people could decide, do we really want to reelect Joe Biden? And he was asking this again to Senator Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders said, fair enough. He said, I can't actually argue against that. When we get back, we'll continue to talk about President Joe Biden, but I think that there's a lot to be said here on how the mainstream media played the public and then the DNC played the mainstream media. We'll discuss more when we get back. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment, or how about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, or Kim Klasick Live. Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar. Call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. You see, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland for over 44 years, with offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or to make it easier, you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family-owned. No subcontractors, just quality, trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, I'm Vinny Stio, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. My multiple cash offer program provides 3 to 6 offers with at least one at 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnyStio.com today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
We have to remember that Trump is the guy who ushered in the era of fake news.
They are the ones that peddled the phony news. The irony of all of it is none of these people have come to the realization yet that legacy media died. And it is dead, it is gone, it is buried.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. Talking about President Joe Biden, whether or not he knew about the prostate cancer. And if so, when did he know about it? Was he receiving treatment? Was this some, you know, big scandal that they were hiding from the public? I think if this were President Trump, I think there would be people on the other side of the aisle demanding answers just the same. But I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got Mark in Baltimore. Mark, what are your thoughts on this?
Yes, good morning and shalom. By the way, I hope you and your listeners have a meaningful Memorial Day holiday observance this coming weekend. It reminds me of the time when the famous president FDR, way back when, had polio. Remember, he was actually in a wheelchair. They made every effort to hide the fact he was in a wheelchair the whole time during his presidency, almost 13 years. So, you know, look, if you just tell us the truth, you know, I have Rachmanis, that seed we work for compassion and all that, okay? Be praying for the person or for good recovery and everything. Same thing here with former President Biden. I have Rachmanis for him. I hope he gets well and so forth. Why did you all have to hide the fact that for the last 4 years he actually had developing prostate cancer, whether he knew it or not, at what stage we're not exactly certain. But give us the truth. Let us know so we, you know, at least, you know, have compassion and understand what's going on. Don't hide it from us.
Yeah.
You know, we feel sorry. We could get cancer, you know. Look at the former governor, Larry Hogan, who had cancer. We weren't really upset. We were praying for him and so forth for a quick recovery, which is he beat cancer and everything else.
Yeah.
So why do you have to actually hide all the medical facts? That doesn't make sense to us. Remember, we're very nice people. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I hope you agree with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely, Mark. Thank you so much for calling in. Great point. I appreciate you. And Mark is right. Yes, Governor Larry Hogan, he did announce it, and he did beat it, and he did not hide from it. And I want to believe, as taxpayers, we should know about this while they're in office. But I would go further than that, and I would say to the Democrat voters, you know, is this something that you wanted to know prior to the primary there in the presidential election? Or maybe, you know what, possibly nobody really cares too much about that. That's a possibility. Yeah, Terrell at Owings Mills. Good morning, Terrell.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, Kim. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, look, you talk about comparing Joe Biden to Donald Trump, okay? Hey, Kim, I remember when Donald Trump broke into his doctor's office and stole his medical records, okay? Now, I'm asking, well, now, he was on Air Force One when he said he didn't know Stormy Daniels, okay? Did
Terrell.
You hear that, Kim?
Terrell, number one, we've gone over this before. I'm not here to answer your questions. I'm not here to answer your questions. If you want to make a point, make a point.
He was on Air Force One when he said he didn't know Stormy Daniels. Then the big trial comes out and says that he did. But I wanted to know what was in his medical records that he was trying to hide. But as far as Joe Biden is concerned, Joe Biden, my father had prostate cancer, okay? And he got the seeds, okay? But to get a specimen, For prostate cancer, you have to go in through the rectal area, and with the prostate cancer itself, my father was not worried about that. He was worried about the culture that he had to get to for them to give him a culture whether he was going to get prostate cancer. That's what he was afraid of, and I think Joe Biden might have been afraid of that culture too.
That's a heck of a leap there, Terrell. I appreciate your call.
What do you mean?
That's a heck of a leap.
What do you mean?
So now you're assuming that he was afraid to get the debt? Terrell.
Hey, Kim, I'm going to tell you, see, I'm telling you, that's what my father complained about, Kim.
But he was from Scranton, Pennsylvania. He's a tough Joe Biden. Come on, man.
And you know why he's tough, Kim? He beat Donald Trump.
Terrell, I hope you have a great week, Terrell. So now Joe Biden was possibly too afraid to get the test. Okay. Well, if you guys want to weigh in, you can. You definitely can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I honestly believe that a lot of what we're seeing from the mainstream media is the fact that they're coming to this revelation that they were also kept in the dark while carrying water for the DMC. And that's a lot. That is a lot. All right, coming up next, we'll continue this conversation. Also, President Trump, you know what? He was calling out Beyonce and other celebrities that endorse Kamala Harris because apparently that came with a huge check. We'll talk about that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is on Capitol Hill this morning. He's lobbying lawmakers on behalf of his big, beautiful bill. The president says Russia and Ukraine have agreed to start ceasefire talks without delay. That's raising hopes for an end to the long-running war in Ukraine. Central part of the country has been slammed by another round of tornadoes following 4 days of heavy weather. It killed more than 24 people. At least 4 twisters confirmed in Oklahoma and Nebraska last evening. New Jersey's top federal prosecutor is charging Democratic Congresswoman LaMonica McIver with assault. This follows a skirmish with federal officers outside an immigration detention center in Newark, New Jersey. Fourth inmate who escaped on Friday from a New Orleans jail has been recaptured. Six other inmates still on the loose. More details, srnnews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. 3 days after letting Brandon Hyde go, neither management nor ownership have addressed the media, leaving the O's play to do the talking, and results haven't been encouraging, as the Birds now have dropped seven in a row following last night's 5-4 loss to Milwaukee. Interim manager Tony Mancelino after the game.
I think we hit the ball really hard tonight. You know, it's kind of comical at this point, the amount of hard contact and the lack of reward for that hard contact.
Well, comical is one way to put it. Dean Kramer started for the Birds last night, pitched well enough to keep his team in the game.
Eventually, something will change. We're all looking forward to that time.
Perhaps tonight. Keegan Aiken draws the starting assignment at 7:40 p.m. Derrick Henry now officially the owner of a new $30 million contract extension, revealing one of the big reasons he loves it here.
Being able to play alongside a player like Lamar, best player in the league, it was just dynamic and a lot of fun.
Coming up in 30 minutes, final numbers are in from Old Hilltop. And that is Stein on Sports. Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Your Fox 45 forecast, partly cloudy and dry for one more day. Little cooler today with highs close to 72. Tonight, increasing clouds with some showers arriving late as lows drop back into the mid-50s. We are tracking rain all day on Wednesday. Also noticeably cooler with highs in the low 60s. Showers will linger Thursday too with highs in the upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Memorial Day deals are on at Lowe's. Get two select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets for just $15. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 5/28. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. Going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites. Save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on right now through May 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
All right, we're talking about former President Joe Biden. Again, we sent him well wishes, speedy recovery. He found out that he has aggressive stage 4 prostate cancer. And we discussed this, you know, with grace. And I hope you guys feel like that, too, listening to the show, because I don't want to be insensitive about this, and, you know, in any way. I know there are a lot of people online, especially in the Republican Party, that says, you know what, I don't care. I don't like Joe Biden. No, I'm not that person. But I do want to discuss the fact that you've got doctors, even on the left side of the aisle, that are saying that President Joe Biden most likely knew for over a year that he had this diagnosis. It did not just pop up in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And so I was wondering, really, how you felt about that. And I wanted to know even how the Democrats felt about that. Because here, you know, listening to whether it was Roland Martin or other media pundits, they talked about the fact that Kamala Harris, in their view, even though she wouldn't have won anyways, let's be honest, she lost overwhelmingly. But in their view, they believe she didn't have enough time to really push the best campaign she could possibly push. And so if you're finding out as a Democrat voter that Joe Biden and friends most likely hid this diagnosis just so he could run for re-election, how does that make you feel? Especially, like I said, if you're one of those people that believe if Kamala Harris had a true primary and she had enough time to truly run, to hit the pavement, and they had not spent so much time hitting the pavement for Joe Biden. Like, remember, you had Governor Wes Moore out there stumping for Joe Biden all over the country. If he knew about this and he still did not step aside to give Kamala a reasonable amount of time, I want to know how you feel about that. As a voter, if that happened in my party, I would not be so happy about it. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. Lots of you want to weigh in. I got Mike in North Beach. Mike, what say you on this?
Well, first thing, Kim, I really like your show because you cover so much of Maryland politics, which is hard to get in the D.C. Maryland area because of being, it's D.C. I mean, it's all federal, you know.
Right, thank you.
I really appreciate you covering the Maryland side of things because it is a crap sandwich from the get-go, okay?
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate that we live in such a solid blue state with PG, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, Montgomery County. Those four jurisdictions control the state, and it's just maddening to watch them keep voting for the same stuff over and over and over and expecting different results.
Yeah.
So with that being said, also, you're a PG County girl. I love it. I lived in Ashkeek 20-some-odd years. So
That's really a small world
for sure. Yeah. But getting to Joe Biden, you know, you got to get the test. Don't be afraid to take the test. It's not a big deal. You're knocked out. That stuff that Terrell just said is he's got Kool-Aid mainline into him. He's an idiot. But anyway, you know it's so, the technology is so good now. You can do the box thing. You don't have to go to the, you know, do all that. If you want, you're knocked out anyway. If you go get the test, you need to do it. I got friends of mine that didn't do it. They're paying a serious price for it now.
Oh, no.
And it's sad to watch that because it's such a stigma that doesn't need to be taken, and, you know, look at the end results. And it's sad for Joe, but he knew, they knew, he ignored it, hid it, whatever. And if he was getting chemo, why didn't he lose his hair? He still got his hair. He didn't lose, you know, when you get chemo, my father-in-law got chemo, he lost all his hair. Everybody I've known that gets chemo loses their hair.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't think he was getting treatment. I think he just ignored it, figuring he was Mr. Badass and he could outdo it, but you know how that goes.
Yeah.
The one last thing, my theory is they knew he had it. They were going to play the game, and if he got reelected, then he would step down and put Kamala in place, and that would seal the deal for the Democrats to have another stooge in the presidency to, you know, a yes man, yes woman, whatever, for them to do their thing. So
Right. That's
what I think. I think it was all planned, and now that these tapes have been released, you know, it's covering the CYA time again for Joe Biden, which he's typical of. That's all he's ever done his entire life. So it's sad that it's come to this, and he's made such a mockery of himself and his family. So,
yeah.
But that's my two cents. Take it for what it's worth. And like I said, you know, keep covering that Maryland politics. We need it. It's so important because they do such unbelievable things in this state that just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, it's really sad.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, Mike, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Thank you. And yes, Akaki actually came up at the event last night. They were talking about the Beretta gun factory, because for a long time, that's all we were known for, is Beretta in Akaki, Maryland. You know what? Mike made a lot of good points there. I wonder if anybody would sit down with Hunter Biden again. Hunter Biden might actually blow the cover off this thing. And I do wonder if that could be... I don't know who would sit down with an interview. I know he's done some with a lot of people with ABC or maybe like a 60 Minutes. But I wonder if he would be able to keep that secret any longer. I don't know. Go back to the phone lines here. I've got Stephen and Whitemarsh. Stephen, how do you feel about Biden's cancer and possibly how the media did not know about it or did know?
Yeah, Kim, that's what I wanted to more emphasize on, the media aspect of it. Because, what you said earlier, and we already have the documentation and the doctors that are verifying, it's obviously already had it. However, now I feel, this is my opinion, you may agree or may not, but I think as far as the mainstream media now, this is the final nail in the coffin for them, because now they're sitting there with egg on their face. And because, the reason why I say this is, if they would have done their investigative journalism and not just kind of follow along with the Democrats and what they said, everything, they would have already known this. Now, with that being said, their voters are watching. You have Democrats coming forward. So this is not good for the mainstream media. And I think more and more is going to come out, and there's going to be a lot of changes if they want to even stay a platform. So that's just my opinion on that. I don't want to ramble on, but I think it's really, really damaged them now, because it's right there on the forefront and they can't dodge it, because we have doctors and we have all this verification. So I just want to share that with you, Kim.
Yeah.
And I do thank you, and you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much, Stephen. Great points. Have a great one. And Stephen, really good point there. You know, the media, they were so used to being spoon-fed by the DNC, all these talking points. Stephen makes a great point. Had they done their research, had they actually investigated why it seemed that Joe Biden was deteriorating, they might have found this out. But they were so bent on making sure that they lied for this administration so that he could have him reelected, or just having a Democrat elected in general, that they actually didn't do their own research. And I think that's a great point. And I think I do believe that the DNC most likely kept a lot of those people out of the loop. And here they sit. I got Rob and Dundalk. Rob, we'll see you.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I love your show. You hold your feet to the fire pretty good. I believe, like a lot of your callers said, I think they kept him in the dark because, if he had four more years to go and he has cancer, he would have to step down anyway. I just think they would keep him in the dark, and maybe some of his family were blackmailed, or they were kept in the dark, and would just say, like, get Joe elected, cheat, and however you do it, and then get him out of there. It would be too late to have an operation then, because it was, like they said, it's already spread. And then they could do, the auto pin can run the country, because, the auto pin was running the country before. That's
right.
What I think, because it just seems like, in the media, to me, they were willfully ignorant, or, they just had Trump derangement syndrome, didn't want to know.
Yeah. Rob, great points. I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. And, where do they go from here?
You know, most of those in the media, they're being blocked from a lot of the White House press briefings. You probably most likely saw some of the gaggles there at the White House. They're, you know, paying more attention to the podcasters, those that are right-leaning rather than left-leaning. So they're really, at this point, you know, the Rachel Maddows of the world. I would believe that they're grasping at straws. I would think it would be even difficult to book some of those individuals from the administration on their show, knowing how poorly they treated President Trump for so many years and how, you know, they were really trying to railroad them. You know, when we're thinking about MSNBC or CNN or any of those networks, and they can't get anybody from the administration to sit down with them, that's another blow to the ratings, which I can't imagine MSNBC being able to sustain another blow when you put this scandal on top of it. They might be done for, to be honest with you. I've got Brent in Parkville. Brent, what say you?
Hi, Kim. It's Brent. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good. This is my take on the Biden-Joe cancer thing, is that I think they've known for over 2 years. I will personally not be saying a prayer for the man. All the damage he did, those fine young soldiers that died in Afghanistan, the Rachel Morins of our country that were murdered because of his actions. And the man has already lived more than the average length of a man. And so doesn't matter to me if he lives or dies. Not at all.
Well, Brett, you're not alone on that. You're not alone. There are some people that feel the same way. I saw some people even typing in from the black community saying, you know, he's the guy that authored the 1994 crime bill. We're not happy with him either. So there's a lot of people that feel
exactly.
the same way.
And to Terrell, I wish to say that somewhere a village is missing its you-know-what.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you, Brent, so
Bye.
Much. Appreciate it. But, you know, look, a lot of people do feel the same way as Brent. That's why I mentioned earlier I was online, and I think even there were some Fox News pundits that were saying, I don't really care. And I thought, but I get it. I get why you feel that way. You know me, I'm more of a softie, I guess. I'm more a softie in this at that point because, you know, at the end of the day, at least he's not the president, so I'm happy about that. But do I still believe that there were shenanigans in 2020 to select him, to put him in the Oval Office? I still believe that. I still believe that 100%. And call me what you will. Call me an election denier. But I still believe that there was a lot of cheating in 2020. And you know what? I actually had this conversation at Delegate Ryan Iraqi's event last night with someone that came up to me. And he said, oh, you know what, Mr. Daly? He came up to me and said, hey, you know, I still don't believe that you lost by the amount that they said you lost by in 2020. And I always harp on that because in the special election, we received the same percentage that we received in the general election. Now, many people will say, well, the turnout was totally different. And yes, the turnout was much different. But if you think about it, in the special election, we had what, maybe 200 grand? 200 grand to put into that election. In the general, we had, I think we put in over 5.5 million. And they said that we had the exact same numbers, but then on pieces of the ballot, like I said before, you had all these people that supposedly, overwhelmingly voted for Joe Biden. It just, the numbers never added up. It never added up. Let's see, Dale Timonium. Dale, I got about a minute. Did you want to weigh in?
Yeah, Cam, good morning.
Morning.
I think in about 3 or 4 years, it's going to come out that Dr. Jill, who's not a doctor, was the one pushing this cover-up because of what happened on The View not too long ago when Joe started stumbling. She came out from behind the curtain and put herself right in there and started guiding.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe it's going to come out that she was the one directing these doctors not to say anything or put anything out.
You know what? That's a great point there, Dale, because it did seem, even when he was being replaced essentially by Kamala, I remember seeing some event where they were on stage and you had Jill Biden on stage with Joe at that point, and it looked like she was like, you know, there was desperation on her face saying, you know, don't give up on Joe. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it definitely seemed like she was a little power hungry for sure.
Oh, yeah. She wanted 4 more years in the White House.
Yeah. No, that's a great point, Dale. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I got a text here from Michelle because I know another caller mentioned Joe possibly being on chemo but not losing his hair. Michelle says, well, don't forget, Rush Limbaugh used to refer to Joe Biden as plugs because of his hair plugs. So if he was getting chemo, hair plugs wouldn't actually fall out. Again, that was from Michelle. Michelle, that's a great point. We'll continue with this conversation when we get back.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Tim Walz is delivering the commencement address at the University of Minnesota Law School, you know, being ripped for using, you know, the term. Some would say, boy, this is getting way too political for a commencement address, he said. But I would argue I wouldn't be honoring my oath if I didn't address this head on. I'm going to start with the flashing red light, Donald Trump's modern day Gestapo. Here we go. It worked so well for him in the final arguments of this campaign. Nazi, fascist, racist, Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini. Might as well stick with what fails and fails dramatically. Chris Murphy, Connecticut. We have a madman in the Oval Office because Dems failed to oust Biden. Oh, now they're all mad that they all knew Biden was a mess. They only have themselves to blame.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, believes every man, every woman who has faithfully served this country deserves to proudly fly an American flag that was made in America. And that's why Pure Talk is on a mission to give an allegiance flag, the highest quality American flag made in Charleston, South Carolina, to 1,000 veterans in time for these patriotic holidays. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk. Do it this month, and a portion of every sale will go to provide these high-quality flags, hand-sewn, to deserving vets. Now, with plans starting at just $25 a month for unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, you can enjoy America's most dependable 5G network, all while cutting your cell phone bill in half. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You just dial #250, say the keyword save now. Pure Talk's customer service will make the switch. #250, keyword save now, support our veterans, and switch to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit BarterSaves.com today. Or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Little program note, don't forget, Kenny Ebron, he's going to be joining me in studio at 11 o'clock. And he's from the West Baltimore area, on the ground, every single day, helping out in the community. And we're going to talk to Kenny about a couple of different things. One being, where the heck did all that money go after the Freddie Gray riots? I would love to know more about that. But he'll also be telling me, we're constantly hearing from Mayor Scott and his administration that it is just so much more safe in Baltimore City. Yet there are many people that do not believe so. I got Ruthie in Bel Air. Ruthie, we're talking about President Joe Biden and his cancer diagnosis. Did you want to weigh in?
Well, I think they've been treating him for years because some chemos don't make you lose your hair. Princess Kate had chemo for months. She never lost her hair. And also, about Jill Biden, I think she thought she was going to be the second Edith Wilson because when President Wilson had his stroke, she added in his place.
Yeah, yeah, I wonder too. And like I said earlier, Ruthie, I recall her just seeming so desperate when clearly Nancy Pelosi and others were trying to replace Joe. And she seemed like she was more upset than Joe was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah. Well, Ruthie, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. We'll stick a pin in this for now, but I'm sure we'll learn more in the coming days and we'll continue to talk and chat about it. After the break, I will read some of your text messages that you sent through the text line. We're also going to talk about juvenile crime. I know we talked about it yesterday with State's Attorney Ivan Bates, but Federal Hill, you're in the hot seat again. You're in the hot seat again, and there were a couple of juveniles, minors, I guess you could say teenagers, that were shot yesterday in Baltimore City. It is not your imagination. Juveniles are out of control. I also saw a headline this morning where the District of Columbia is having a problem with juvenile crime as well. So are they going to handle this like the crisis it is? I don't know if they will. But when we get back, we will talk about that. Also, Governor Wes Moore, he's facing a lot of backlash. Fortunately for him, when he vetoed that reparations commission bill, a lot of people were watching all over the country within his own party to see what he was going to do about it. And I have some sound to play for you by Roland Martin. He's one of those guys that's always there with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and all those guys. You know, apparently he's been slamming Wes Moore as well since Friday and his decision to veto the Reparations Commission. And I don't even know why they have their panties in a wad on this. It was just a study. It was just a study at this point. But they're not happy. We'll talk about all that and so much more when we get back.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad.